Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
This time last year, I think we were all saying Harbaugh.
Yep.
Like that's kind of where everybody thought immediately the Dolphins were going that direction. Remember, McDaniel doesn't get hired for a while last year. Like, he was one of the last head coaching vacancies to get filled. The Dolphins were with Mike McDaniel. I think the Flores lawsuit may have had something to do with it as well. But I'm with you. I think this offseason, I heard Crowder say today that it's maybe Chris Greer's most important offseason. I mean, you could argue that every year, right? So I don't put too much stock into which one's his most important offseason. But I will say, Tobin, considering the cap situation, considering the fact that you feel like you're there, you feel like you're on the cusp of a contending team, right? Like, you could make the argument that this one's as important as ever in terms of you're almost there. Now you have to figure it out one more step and complete this build. And that could be the hardest step really to get to.
I see where you and Crowder are coming from. First of all, I don't think Chris Greer is ever getting fired. I feel like he's the Teflon Don. He's got job security forever in Dolphins land. And what has been a turnstile of change in this franchise, he stays strong. I don't know. I mean, you know, I honestly feel like it comes so much down to, is their QB going to be healthy? Is he going to recover from this okay? Can all the Dolphins deal with it? Can the owner deal with the noise of this offseason? Because I thought that Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, Mike after the game, Chris on the Monday after, I thought they both came out very strong with support for their quarterback, which I liked. It's just a matter of, can Stephen Ross just go with that narrative? Can he just go forward and not listen to Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Derek Carr? Like, can he just ignore the ghost? And can they have the faith in this guy who I acknowledge has durability problems and has had many of things flare up for him? Can they get past that and stay the course, to steal a Spo term, and feel like if he is good, we'll be good, and that this is going to be a divisional contender and a team that can make a little bit of a playoff run next year?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think a lot of it, you had brought this up to me a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Tua maybe coming back after the concussion against Green Bay. How much Stephen Ross's age plays into this? 82, yeah. 83 years old.
Oh.
He's to be fair, he's invested a lot of resources, a lot of money into this organization. He wants to see it all come to fruition. He wants to see it all pay off.
Absolutely.
So I think also an element to this is not only durability with Tua, but the backlash that will come with him being your starting quarterback next season if he goes down again.
Sure. Because definitely.
It's a PR nightmare. Even if it's week 17 next season, right? Tua plays 16 weeks, no head injuries. He plays well. Dolphins are happy with the decision. But week 17, Tua goes down with a concussion beyond the football narrative questions, right? Which is, here we go again. He's going to miss the most important part of the season. Again, beyond that, it becomes now this huge moral scandal where CNN, sure, and all the major outlets, on top of the sports world, have a microscope on you once again, questioning your, you know, your commitment to player safety by allowing Tua to go out there. So I think that that plays a huge part in this situation, because while Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel may be doing what I thought they were going to do, by the way, which was come out and just show a strong support for Tua Tagovailoa, how much is this organization committed to having to deal with that? Where every time he takes a hit, it's not just, oh no, is he going to be okay? Oh no, what do we do now in terms of a replacement? It's, hey, do you guys care about this guy? Because you keep putting him out there.
It's not only that, but it's like, you know, now it's like you don't know what hit it is anymore. It's very obvious when he's wobbling. It's obviously very obvious when he's getting stretched off the field. It's not so obvious when dude on Twitter just finds him. And now everything is going to be broken down to be the guy who can find the hit. And then can you really analyze Tua games anymore? Or do we all have to take it with a caveat? Well, maybe he was concussed in that game. It's weird. I was talking to we had Gilbert Burns on today, who is a UFC welterweight. And he's a big Dolphins fan. He's become a very big Dolphins fan. Been a South Floridian for a very long time, but he obviously gets hit in the head for a living. And he was very – we had him on – it's funny having him on. We've had him on twice pretty recently. We had him on very recently after the Cincinnati thing. And he was like, it's going to be fine. He's going to, you know, hyperbaric chamber. He had all these methods. And then we had him on today, and he goes – I got to be honest with you. Now I'm kind of nervous. And like, I think we should go get Tom Brady. And, you know, he's not like a guy in the nitty gritty of it all. He's, you know, obviously trying to get to a UFC title and all that. So he's just kind of watching from the outskirts. And he's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I trust, you know, this whole thing with it. He honestly was like, I think he should take a lot of time off, which he thankfully has. I mean, technically you could have Tua not take a hit for 9 months if you wanted to, the way they went, you know, the way they could go about it. But yeah, it's a big question. For me, it's the biggest question. You know, I think for everything else, you know, additions on the O-line, cool. Christian Wilkins getting his extension, cool. Gesicki back or not, cool. But this is the biggest thing. It's hard to, and I know, it, you know, and I'm not saying it's a hard decision. I believe in the guy. I want to see him do good, but I think it really does come down to that. Are the Dolphins going to be good next year? Okay, tell me how many games Tua plays. That's what I feel like it comes down to. And I think that probably annoys some fans and maybe doesn't sit well with some fans, but I genuinely feel that way. I just feel like if he is good to go and he can give you, you know, hell, 14 games next year, I feel like the Dolphins are in such a better place than they are if you only can get 12 from him.
I've seen the argument from both sides where I've seen somebody say, I'm not going to trust Tua being our franchise quarterback until he can play 2 to 3 seasons and complete them without getting hurt, then I will have the trust. Well, nobody has time to wait 3 seasons from now, first and foremost. But I've also seen the other argument, which is this isn't a knee injury. This isn't his hip injury that's flared up again. You know, it is possible that Tua plays every season now for the next, or sorry, every snap for the next 8 seasons of his career and doesn't suffer another concussion. Like, that is possible, right? This isn't a shoulder injury where every time he gets hit on the shoulder, he's going to feel that pain and it may keep him out. This isn't, you know, whatever. It's not a muscle. It's not a tendon. So it is very hard to navigate because, Tobin, like, you just don't know. He could play next season and the following and the following and not suffer a concussion. Like, he could get hit and it just doesn't affect him that way because it's so random, I think, at this point. So, I'm just glad I don't have to make the decision, bro, because I don't know what I would do. I'm with you. I like Tua. I think this season we had the most fun we've had watching Dolphins football in forever. He was the most vital part of that, him and Tyreek Hill. And I think you saw this season, if he's healthy, you can be a legitimate force just based off what you saw. Like, I'm with you there, and I want him to succeed. We said it. We like him. Everybody's saying, man, he's such a good kid.
Yeah, but he is a good kid. I can't help it. But, he's just so adorable. I just want to pinch his cheeks.
But can he stay healthy? I don't know. I can't answer that question. So, I don't mind the Dolphins doing their due diligence and looking for a replacement if it's an upgrade. Miss me with the Brady stuff. Like, I'm sick of it. Miss me with the Derek Carr stuff. I'm sorry. Like, look at this guy's numbers this year, and you can talk about the injuries to the Raiders. Like, to me, paying Derek Carr what he's going to have to get paid isn't worth it because he's not, like, a major upgrade.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So you want to talk to me about Lamar? Fine. You want to talk to me about Aaron Rodgers? If you can make the numbers work, I don't think you could, but if you could, fine. But you want to talk to me about Derek Carr and Tom Brady? Jimmy
or Garoppolo,
G?
Lamar Jackson is legitimately the only guy I would be like, all right, I'm excited. Like, Lamar's an awesome. It's a cool story. Yeah. He's elite. He's won an MVP. I get the concerns there too. Don't get me wrong. Lamar's not without his own concerns. Most of them physical.
Hasn't finished a season in three consecutive seasons. Hasn't been healthy at this point of the season. It's the same thing.
He's got his own issues for sure. But at least if you did that, I would be like, all right, I respect the home run cut. I respect at least you're going to go. You don't know about the knees. You're hopeful that you can roll the dice. And we know Chris Greer is a guy who basically admitted this week. He's like, I don't, you know, injury concerns. I'm going to go for talent. That's what I go for. So, yeah, I'm with you, dude. If it's going to happen, you better go get me a superstar because, you know, Tua is a star. Like, I think that there's still proof. There's still stuff there's still meat on that bone that has to get figured out. But, you know, as far as national relevance, the Dolphins have never been more nationally relevant. It's not because of Tyreek Hill, although he helps, but it's Tua. And I do think, you know, Dolphins on a wait list for the first time in a long time for season tickets. I think that's because of Uno. I think that's because of him.